Syria. Turkey and the U.S. are partners there as well. But lately, the last couple of weeks, it seems as though they've been very politely, the U.S. and Turkey, warning each other, stay away, don't get too close. Turkey says that it has to do what it has to do because of Kurdish fighters that supposedly are being backed by the U.S. So can you clarify if the U.S. is helping the Kurdish fighters that the Turks have a problem with?
Turkey is a NATO ally, and Turkey is the only NATO ally with an active insurgency within its borders. So its security concerns are legitimate, and we're talking to them about those, and we're fully engaged, and we are working with them to combat some of the terrorist threats that they face. But we continue to support the Syrian Democratic Forces because our mission hasn't changed, and that's defeating ISIS. And we need all parties, Turkey included, to focus on the defeat of ISIS.
So it's my understanding as well that the U.S. military has some, I'm not sure about the exact number, of advisors or trainers not very far from Afrin, where the Syrians are launching these attacks. Are you certain, can you say with certainty that these forces, these troops, are not in any danger?
What the U.S. military does is innately dangerous. What I can tell you is that we're working by, with, and through our partners. And we always reserve the right of self-defense. But we are working with Turkey to ensure that they de-escalate this offensive, that they limit it, and again, that all parties focus on defeating ISIS.
And has Turkey responded?
We are in constant conversations with Turkey. We will continue. They also are focused on defeating ISIS, but this current offensive is a distraction, and all parties need to remember the common threat, and that's ISIS.
Mm. One more quick question about that. It is a distraction, as you say. Is there a suggestion, then, that the U.S., the Pentagon, is presenting Turkey to an alternative to this kind of activity to take care of its own security concerns, to help in, as opposed to this distraction?
Turkey has a legitimate security concern, absolutely. But we have to work with them, and we continue to work with them, and we have worked with them to address some of the terrorist threats they face. Their concerns are legitimate, but the greater threat to the region is ISIS. And we all need to focus on that. And the current conflict needs to be resolved quickly so that everyone can focus on ISIS. It's not over. The caliphate has crumbled, but there's still hard work to be done.
So do I hear you saying, essentially, you told Turkey you need to finish this quickly?
We've told Turkey that we're working, we want this to be limited.
Chief Pentagon Spokesperson Dana White, J.J. Green, WTOP News.